religious freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed.
From the nation.
nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Third hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Just got an email from John and in Austin who told me that he gave me a few more details. It appears that Specialist Lopez had sought mental health treatment. Don't know if it got to him too late. Apparently so. There's, you know, these types of shooters, they all seem to have one thing in common if they can make it happen. They all seem to kill themselves. Have you ever noticed that? And the reason that's important is because that gives some insight into what leads them to do what they end up doing. If you get beyond the armchair psychology and the labels and the coverage of the tragedy, the data from the post-rampage shootings may partially reveal some of their motivation. It is thought that it's a whole lot about self-loathing and perceived injustice, and their location matters. Psychologists have long theorized that there is a hard connection between rage against others and rage against self. And apparently, they've even taken it out and done so much research into this that they're coming out with some really interesting data. As an example, the shooter's likelihood of committing suicide or suicide by cop appears to be 1.16 times higher, controlling for the attacker's age and sex, for each additional victim that is killed. So every time they kill somebody, the chance that they're going to kill themselves increases as they go along. This suggests that those who have the most rage towards others and therefore end up killing the most victims would also feel the most guilty and ashamed about their crime. At this point, this is when they're presented with a challenge, presented with a second gun. This is where they go into the guilt and decide to go into the self-punishment part of it via suicide or suicide by a cop. After the initial explosion of rage causes them to open fire, active shooters who see many dead or dying victims around them may begin to feel a corresponding higher need for self-punishment than shooters with fewer victims. So what it boils down to is you've got these guys are cowards who hate themselves. They go into a soft target. They wreak as much havoc as they can possibly do in that explosion of rage. And then when they come down to, you know, back to that moment where they're no longer raging anymore, the rampage is over, and they look around themselves and they realize how enormous what they've just done is, then they feel like they need to punish themselves. Knowing that, knowing all of this, this is where they need to start backtracking from that and trying to become an empath, if you will, and actually take the point of view of this rampage shooter to try to figure out forensically what started them. What was the triggering event that started them on the path to where they end up being a rampage shooter? That's one thing they can do about rampage shooters. That's a mental health issue. The other thing they can do about rampage shooters in the meantime, while they're trying to do forensically, go backwards. While they're trying to backtrack and figure out where all this began, what is day zero of the rampage shooter? They need to allow people to defend themselves against him. The, you know, The Anna Lonzas, the James Holmes, the Jared Lee Loughners, Aaron Alexis, Specialist Yvonne Lopez. These guys didn't start their lives as rampage shooters. But they became one. And as they go through the manifestation of everything that takes them to their final act, when that act begins, in order to mitigate the damage that they're doing blindly against a bunch of innocent people, at that point, you got to get past the clinical and you got to go on the offense, and you've just got to, there's no dealing with this except to blow them out of their socks. In most cases, what we see is when that other gun is introduced, when that second gun is introduced to the gun and it becomes a gunfight, when it goes from being fish in a barrel to being a gunfight, well, they don't have the stomach for that. I don't know if that's a crashing down upon them or what. James Holmes seemed, Jared Lee Loughner was interrupted in mid-shooting spree. James Holmes, I don't know exactly if it was because he ran out of ammo or what it was. Adam Lanza saw the cops, committed suicide. Aaron Alexis engaged. That also seems to be an anomaly. So when you look at these things, there's no two of these incidents that are alike except where they go, which is where there are no armed people. Aaron Alexis was allowed to shoot the place up for an hour, which is a long time to be in a firefight with anybody. Most of these other people do it in like 5-10 minutes, maybe less than 5 in some cases. And when you're being shot at, 2 minutes is a very long time. And the last situation I want to find myself in is to be in one of those places, defenseless by mandate, because I want to be there, but I have to be defenseless by mandate, and all of a sudden somebody that ignored that sign introduces himself into my state of normalcy. Being defenseless in the face of that, if I survive it, oh, what an activist I would become. And you know what? The difference between me and a gun grabber, for example, is that in those instances, I don't blame the gun. I blame the politicians. I blame the politicians that think a piece of paper and a couple of signs at a door is going to stop somebody from stepping in there and doing some damage. And those of you gun grabbers out there that have been unfortunately shot, and I say that sincerely, it's unfortunate that you have been shot. Like, Colin Goddard, student at Virginia Tech. You were in a gun-free zone, son. That's how you got shot. You got shot by a guy who made a decision to shoot that place up. Not because guns existed. Because if it was guns, I'll tell you what, I see this all the time. I've never quoted it before. But if guns were the problem and gun owners were the problem, there would be no gun controllers because we would have already taken care of you. We actually have respect for our fellow man. That is not something we want to do. The fact that you were upright and on my side of the grass and able to spew a whole bunch of non-facts and junk science tells you that I am a good person. I thinking of shooting somebody because of what they say is as foreign to me as probably doing brain surgery blindfolded while I'm inebriated. Sort of hard to do. So, these shootings occur because there's gun-free zones. That's why they occur. They occur because somebody falls through the cracks. Somebody has some mental health issue. No two are alike. They're going to have to, when you intercept these people, if you can intercept them, if you want to stop the carnage, you have to bring some carnage with you. You have to bring the capability to unleash hell in their general direction, fast and hard. And whether they shoot themselves or you take them down becomes, it's not really a topic, because the shooting has stopped. The shooting of the innocents has stopped. Simply my two cents. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Hello, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, there was a warning that went out concerning Muhammad Abdullah Hassan, also known as Booker, who threatened to duplicate the Fort Hood massacre. He successfully was recruited by the Army and then immediately discharged due to the threats that he made. And the FBI interviewed him and then cut him loose. And, you know, everybody was put on alert. But what does being put on alert mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. That means once you get past the post, if they don't lock down the post, okay, and even if they have locked down Fort Hood and kicked all the dependents out of the post housing, that would have not done anything about Specialist Ivan Lopez. Not a thing, because he was a military member, active duty, ID card, uniform wearing, dude in the Army. Specialist, E4. But how seriously was this alert taken? Now, I'm sure being on a military post today versus yesterday is probably a little tighter to get into. When you're driving on post, you're probably having some mirrors rolled around under your car. They may be looking in your trunk, your engine compartment. They may be frisking you. I don't know. Specialist Ivan Lopez was unavoidable. He was unavoidable. They won't. They're not going to catch these guys now because the incident has occurred. They do need to go out and find Mr. Booker, and they need to have another chat with him and maybe take him a little more seriously. I saw some talk after the Naval Yard shooting where they were saying, hey, the Naval Yard was a gun-free zone. There's guns all over it. Yeah, they sure are. They're behind this door with a big lock on it, and the door weighs very much. And then they're in a locked cage or rack, and in front of them is called the armorer. So, there's lots of guns there. They're just not loaded and being carried by anybody. And an unloaded gun in a safe is exactly that. It's an unloaded gun in a safe. It's not accessible. It's not going to be used unless they issue them and then issue ammo. So, you know, all of this stuff, this lack of reaction, I would like to see, I'll tell you what, everybody E5 and above in the Army should be armed. How about that? In the military, everybody E5 in the military, E5 and above, that sergeant, that goes to staff sergeant, sergeant first class, master sergeant or first sergeant, command sergeant major or sergeant major, every NCO there should be able to be armed if they want to be. And, you know, there's a lot of different criteria that you can go by if you want to. Hey, what about if they've got a top secret clearance? That's a lot of hoops to jump through, an FBI, very thorough in FBI investigation, a lot of interviews and everything else. How about if you got a, if you're E5 and you got a top secret clearance, you're allowed to be armed? How about that? How about that? No, we don't have that. They should be able to be armed, concealed, or in the open. If only to have something reactive in place. Well, Bill, if they carry in the open, they'll be the first ones killed. That is a possibility. That's a very large possibility. But if they're the only one there that's armed and they get killed first, then yes, then all of that theory comes home to roost. The problem here as bad as this is for me to say, even with the recent history we've had since 2009, seems like a lot of generals and politicians now, they're more embarrassed about what might happen with their career. And in the military, for some reason, it is perfectly okay in a combat situation to walk around completely strapped, primary weapons, secondary weapons, flashbangs, fragmentation grenades, in some cases, missiles of some sort, javelin, stinger, whatever. And crew-served weapons, all this stuff. But then when you get back in the rear, when you get back to garrison, when you get back to the United States, don't need it no more, despite recent history. Now, in police departments, everybody there carries a gun. The forensics people do. The detectives do. How often do you think a detective gets involved in a shootout, really? How often do you think that happens? Or forensics, for that matter. Since the Fort Hood incident in 2009, nothing has changed in this regard. Gun-free zone signs are still ignored by violent criminals. And our brave people in uniform are fish in a barrel on these military posts. So the stark truth is there is no place safe, and it certainly is not going to be made safe by a sign or a policy or a law. Aren't the gun grabbers the one that say only the police and the military should have guns? Well, why can't they carry them? Why can't the military carry one? Especially at a certain level. In any company, in any platoon, you're going to have probably a staff sergeant or a sergeant first class as the platoon sergeant. Then you got squads, which are normally led by staff sergeants or sergeants E5. And these squads work together all day long, whether they are in combat or in garrison. And if you got one of them guys armed, if one of those people are armed and something happens within it, within that squad, within the platoon, you've got a possibility of five people that can respond at that given time and contain it. Having a rampage shooter walking about, looking for targets of opportunity, is how this kind of carnage occurs. Just as a quick memo, the regulation, let's see, base policy on gun carrying. The Texas concealed handgun law does not apply on Fort Hood. Concealed handguns are prohibited on Fort Hood. All official firearms are unloaded and locked away in vaults. That's number 11 on page 2 of their policy. So, and there will be a lot of discussion about this. We'll come out. Gun Owners of America will come out. We will advocate that people not be fish in a barrel, that they're allowed to be armed. And it will pass. I don't know how much the gun grabber is going to latch onto this because it happened in a gun-free zone with a gun with a 10-round magazine that wasn't an AR-15. For some reason, if an AR-15 is involved, apparently not an AK, because the Decatur incident at the school with the AK with all the ammo, that didn't get publicized too much. Of course, that kid didn't kill anybody. But, I mean, that was just dumb luck. For some reason, it's the AR that they're fixated on. And I don't know, time's going to tell. President Obama supposedly heartbroken. Of course, he did, you know, he made his statement while in the middle of a fundraising event. And then as soon as he made his statement, he went to another fundraising event. Heartbroken. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ah! At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Before I tell you about the excellent state of health of the gun industry, let me remind you about the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo going on. We have 19 comps left. To get one of these comps, it is a very simple process. Make a tax-deductible donation of $100 to the Brian Terry Foundation. That will generate a receipt. You take that receipt, you email that to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com and your address and which battle comp you want. I then forward that to John at Battle Comp. And then he's going to put together that battle comp for you, send it to you, and it's going to be unique because it's going to be one of 25. It's going to have my show logo on it instead of battle comps. It's not going to make it any more valuable or any more functional, but you're going to have a neat piece of kit that even I won't have. I won't have that. Let's go to the phones. Art, yes, sir.
Hey, Bill, how's it going, man?
It goes.
Oh. Okay, so let me see if I understand this correctly. Guns and gun owners are the problem.
Well, that's what they say.
I can't speak for anywhere else, but let's just look at the town I live in.
Mm-hmm.
About 3,960 something odd people.
Okay.
92% of us have guns.
Hmm.
And about 60% of those have three or more. So we have more guns than we have people.
Right.
Now, if guns and gun owners were the problem, why is it we never, ever, ever hear about anyone around here getting shot? Even an accidental shooting never occurs. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have any gun-free zones.
Well, hang on a minute. I've got to go down my checklist now, okay? Do you guys shoot each other over a parking space?
No.
No. Do you guys shoot each other if somebody cuts in front of you in line at the grocery store?
No, we usually just blow the horn at them.
You drive your car into the grocery store?
Well, into the parking lot.
Okay. do you get into discussions about just mundane subjects and shoot each other?
No.
So you have nearly three times as many guns in your community as you do people, and you're not shooting each other up?
No.
Okay, listen, Art. You're going against the narrative. You just need to shut up, okay?
And what's funny, and there are, you know, city folks would not want to be out here because during the week you're going to hear, especially now since it's warmer weather and people are out a lot, you're going to hear gunfire off and on throughout the week. And on the weekends, Bill, I'm telling you, on a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday, it sounds like a freaking war zone out here. Literally. And you hear the gunfire coming from all directions because everybody is out target shooting. But yet, nobody is ever shot. And you go to town, at least 50% of the people are packing.
What's crime like in the town? It's got to be way up there. There's got to be a lot of armed assaults and robberies because guns make people do things. What's crime like?
We don't have any.
I told you, you just need to shut up.
So this argument that these people are using guns and gun owners are the problem? No, guns make for a safe society. I don't buy that, you know, guns make for a polite society. Because I tell you what, we get just as rude and obnoxious with each other as we can possibly get out around here.
That's when you shoot each other, right? When you get rude and obnoxious, that's when you shoot each other.
No, and that's the thing. We don't pull our firearms. We don't shoot each other. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about people who have restraint. Have you ever seen two guys, and I've done this, so I know it happens. You ever seen two guys out in the yard, whatever? Battle royal fist fight. Both of them got a pistol on their hip, but neither one of them's drawing a pistol.
I can't say as I have, but that's because
it's a sight to see. It's a sight to see when you got two guys, both of them wearing a pistol on their hip, and neither one of them is drawing it, but they're standing there pounding the snot out of each other because of a disagreement, and they're drunk. But they're not shooting each other.
See, this just goes completely against the paradigm which I have been taught by the gun grabbers of America. And, you know, I don't even know. Obviously, you're crazy or deluded or something. And I haven't figured that out yet. But you completely rocked me back on my heels, and I do not know what to say.
I've been known to have that effect on people. But yes. See, the thing is, Bill, we don't have any gun-free zones here. None.
Right.
At all. Period. None.
And therefore, you don't have any fish in a barrel. I am being reminded, since President Obama is very much for gun control, by you going against the narrative, you're a racist.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That'll knock you back a peg or two, my friend.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess I'm in good company.
Probably are.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Have a great one, man.
Thank you, sir. New numbers coming from the NSSF about the gun industry. While the rest of the economy lags, while it is not expanding, the gun industry is, they're going along like a mushroom cloud. Since 2008, the workforce has been increased by nearly half. The jobs that are being added pay an average of $47,700 in wages and benefits. Supplier and induced jobs were also increased by about half since 2008. Federal tax payments went up by 93%. Pittman, Roberts, and excise taxes that support wildlife conservation by 83%. State business taxes by 77%. In 2008, the total economic impact of the firearms industry was $19.1 billion. 5 years later, it is at $37.7 billion. That's an increase of 97%. The number of full-time jobs has risen from more than 166,000 to more than 245,000, a 48% increase since 2008. That President Obama is a great guy. Him and Piers Morgan. Him and Piers Morgan. They're both great guys. They have really supported our industry, even while they denigrated it. When we get back, coming up on the last break on the hour, we're going to talk about something that Art just alluded to. You know, not too long ago, to see somebody, if even in urban areas, carrying a gun was not a big deal. It was not a big deal to see somebody driving to school with a gun in their gun rack, you know, as a high school, was not a big deal. And somewhere between the 50s and today, most of America has disconnected to such a degree that they can barely manage to maintain any semblance of calm when they see a gun. And we're going to talk about that. We have gone from being a society of neighborly people to a bunch of fearful people. And that's a shame. That is a shame. All that when we get back. As a reminder, I want this promo between myself and Battle Cop to go and sell them all out, because they want some money given to the Brian Terry Foundation. And they're willing, they're not writing these 25 Battle Cops off. They started at $159. They can go up as high as $249. Any one of them is available to you. They have them for 308s and 300 blackouts. They have them for the AK 7.62, all kinds of those. They have them for the 5.56. They have them for the 5.56 14.5-inch barrels. They have one, they probably have one that you want. And for a $100 tax deductible donation, you can get one that will be unique. And I would really like to sell this out for them. They're losing money on this, but they're willing to lose money to give money to a good cause. But we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D,
MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
WarSport introduces the LVOA-AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, before there were gun blogs and Gun Owners of America and Bill Frady, before there was a President Obama born, the AP ran a news article that showed how much of the culture had been conditioned to fear firearms. One time when he was speaking to a group, Justice Antonin Scalia noted that he grew up at a time when people were not afraid of people with firearms. And he noted that as a youth in New York City, he was part of a rifle team at the military school he attended. I used to travel on the subway from Queens to Manhattan with a rifle. Could you imagine doing that today in New York City? There have been numerous other reports of people carrying long guns openly in New York City in the 1950s, with no police being called, no schools locked down, no panic, no problems. In the 60s, you could carry long guns openly. In California. So why was it that way back then and it's not that way now? Now, it's not the crime rate. Crime is trending down. It was the crime rate for a time, but it is trending down. The Big Apple's crime rate now, after rising precipitously along with the enactment of more and more gun control, has been cut in half. As restrictions in the rest of the country on concealed carry have been eliminated and the number of privately owned guns has doubled. Lots of reasons have been out there and speculated about for the drop, but the facts make blaming more guns for more crime more and more difficult. The crime rate now is close to what it was back in the 1950s. There's a guy who was a competitive shooter at the time in the 50s, and he said that during that time, university pistol team members kept their guns in their dorm rooms. Even in the 1970s, they were allowed to do that. Although there may have been rules against it by then. This guy's roommate knew about it and at least tolerated it, if not approved of it. Are these things just, is that mindset just a cherished memory now? It shouldn't be just a cherished memory. We need to get back to that. What some of these, in my state, and, you know, I keep going back to this, a nauseating degree I do. In my state senator is offended by people carrying guns in the open. And he's older than me. He was around in the 50s. When I was in high school, if there was a pickup truck in the parking lot at the high school, it had a gun in the gun rack. Nobody ever said anything about that. We had more issues with the, you know, I think every school has them. You'll have the kids that have the nice new cars that, you know, their parents may have bought for them or something. And then you'll have the guys that have the old cars, but they really like to monkey with them. And they turn them into just flat-out drag racers. And they're constantly wanting their tires to spin and smoke to emerge. And we had more trouble out of them than we did out of these guys with guns because, well, they just wanted to go hunting after school. They weren't looking to make any trouble. No, I didn't walk any miles in the snow. Anyway, Bob Owens over at Bearing Arms got a letter the other day, or an email. It starts out, "Hello, my name is not told. I currently go to Florida Gulf Coast University. This week in one of my classes, I was given the assignment or the question, rewrite the Second Amendment to address contemporary concerns." Now, Bob, who is a Facebook user, but he doesn't really use it, wanted to find out an opinion on this. The writer of the email liked Bearing Arms and was just wondering what everybody would get together and put out for an answer for this. And Bob found this to be a very interesting question and worth a discussion. By addressing that to Bob, though, probably going to get a different answer than the instructor of this class likely is hoping to get to. The Second Amendment was very clear as written by the founders, but the language then in common use is archaic now, the semantics, the verbiage. The contemporary concern is one of language clarification for a modern audience while still maintaining original intent. The Second Amendment, as written, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Now, Constitution.org reminds us that the phrase well-regulated was in common use before 1789 and remained so for a century thereafter. It was even used, regulars, was the way that the North Vietnamese Army was referred to. It referred to the property of something being in proper working order, something that was well-regulated, was calibrated correctly, functioning as expected. It was never intended to be a regulation, a rule. Barring all federal government interference in this existing right to arms was the explicit intent of the phrase, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The militia consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age, and except as provided in Section 313 of Title 32, under 45 years of age, who are or who have made a declaration of intention to become citizens of the United States, and female citizens of the United States who are members of the National Guard. The organized militia, which is actually the much smaller group, which is the military and the National Guard, and the unorganized militia, which is everybody else. The unorganized militia includes all former servicemen and servicewomen up to the age of 64. And if I can still walk after that, I'll still be in it. The militia is acknowledged for all purposes as the entirety of the citizenry as they come of age and are not disqualified. One of the founding fathers, Tenchi Cox, summed it up nicely. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. Tenchi Cox wrote that February 20th, 1788. If it is a military weapon, we should all be getting vouchers for M4s, folks. That's what we should be getting. They should be issuing those out. Magnum, if you can you ask Ron to hang on? Because we're about to flip the next hour, and I don't want to cut him off prematurely or just give him the whole minute and a half. I mean, if he's got something to say, I'd like to hear it. We're supposed to have military weaponry in order to fight the government if they go the tyrannical way. And, you know, the founders thought that that would be inevitable, that that might occur. And despite certain ill-informed people out there, including those that were recently fired by CNN, you know, that claim that the founders could have only meant muskets, that's, they wanted us to be quid pro quo with the standing military if one existed, with the government, which is manifested nowadays in the form of a standing army, militarily, okay? That's what they were looking for. When we get back, going straight to the phones, Ron, please hold on. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.